Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word. We thought about it last night, yesterday, and said, never in my life have I read the Bible through in 1 year out loud every day. And never in 1 year have I done it out loud every day chronologically, and never out loud chronologically in 1 year in front of other people. But I'm having a lot of fun doing this, and I'm glad that there's so many of you with us. Yeah. I noticed there was 25 views of yesterday's.
I love that.
It's amazing. Keep sending it to your friends. If you have veteran friends who love God and they are combat vets and they can't get to church, they haven't figured out how to be in crowds yet, and it's not figuring out, it's getting free from the trauma. Send this to them, because we have the ability to help them be connected with God right here. And I'll be their pastor. There's a lot of them that the church has told them, get out, don't ever come back. And so we'll be that pastor for them. And you guys know me. I'm not going to be, I don't beg people for money. I don't do all that. I just want to preach the word to you. I just want to help you know who God Almighty is in your life. That's my place in God. That's why I exist. That's who I am. That's what I do. And I just have met so many veterans, met truck drivers, and there's a lot of people that's been in prison, and they don't feel like anybody anywhere will ever give them an opportunity to come to God. Send this to them and say, get connected. You're going to be connected to God and to a church and to a ministry, because we will receive you. We don't have any condemnation for anybody. The bottom line is, what you did in your past does not matter to your future as soon as you meet Jesus. Since God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit have thrown your sin into the sea of their forgetfulness, I must imitate my Father and do the same thing. And since their only focus is the blood, then that's what my only focus is. I'm not going to ask you about your sin. Don't you brag about it. Amen? It's not important. There's only one thing that's important, and that's where we're going right now, the blood of Jesus. I'm standing in his blood and in his righteousness, and God's taking me to a new level of him. So there's a link in the notes right there. The link says, full Read the Word playlist. Send that to them, because that starts them in Genesis, and they can just follow right on through, and they'll enjoy it. Even though they may not be live with us every day, they'll be listening and be like, man, this is awesome. And then they'll just follow right on through, and there'll be days they'll do 3, 4, 5 of them. They'll go on a trip on the road, and they'll listen to 8 or 10 of them. And we're only 135 days into this. It's not like it's impossible to catch up. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray our opening prayer. Like we pray every morning. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. Dwell there, Father. So that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Psalm chapter 5. Like we said yesterday, we read two or three chapters about David's life. And today we're going to read the Psalms that match what was happening. If you remember, Mephibosheth thought he was going to die. Saul's people thought they were going to die. Absalom died. Joab came and rebuked David and said, what are you mourning for these people who took your kingdom from you? That man was bold. Mm-hmm. That man was an important man. Chapter 5, a prayer for guidance. God does not favor the wicked. To the chief musician with flutes. This is supposed to be sung with flutes. A psalm of David. Remember, these musicians, that was their job. They were paid to musicianize for the king.
Musicianize.
That's a good word. I dare you to spell it in the comments. See if you can spell it. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditations. There's a lot of people that don't want God paying attention to their meditation because their meditation ain't right. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. That's why this abortion is so bad.
Oh, my goodness.
God abhors bloodthirsty men or women. Yeah. It's amazing how many women are in this industry. Vile. Verse 7, but as for me, I will come into your house, the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make your way straight before my face. For there's no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgression. For they have rebelled against you, Lord. But let all those who rejoice, who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. Psalm 38, a prayer in the time of chastening, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They're too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. He's in bad shape.
Interesting.
I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. If you have sinned that greatly, that's going to happen to you. Godly sorrow produces repentance. Repentance produces salvation, righteousness. Verse 9. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants. My strength fails. As for the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stay aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction, and they plan deception all day long. We just read that in the last 2 days. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear, and I'm like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear. Hear me, lest they rejoice over me. Lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, and I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong. And those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Psalm 41. The blessing and suffering of the godly. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Blessed is the man who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he will be blessed on the earth. Why? Because you took care of the poor. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on a sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells them. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. That's a sad day, isn't it? But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Brother Roger, bless you, sir. Good to see you here with us today.
Hey, Roger.
I love the word. You can say it over here, Roger. Psalm 42. If any of you are having trouble finding me on Facebook Live at night, make sure you stay connected to the YouTube channel, because I am there on YouTube, and their community standard mess is a mess. Psalm 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude, and I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance in my life. Verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness. I like that word, command. In the daytime and in the night, his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where's your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. May God add his reading, his blessing. May God add his reading to the blessing of the Lord. Now, I say this often. This is my circle the wagons. Everybody circle in. Remember, David is in the Old Testament, and he doesn't have what we have. He had a temple. They built a place for the ark. But he didn't have a church where people went and sang praises, and a preacher preached to him. There was a priest who read the Torah, but that's the law. It's not like he had the Apostle Paul teaching him about love and righteousness and forgiveness.
Right.
When David sinned, he had to wait for the Day of Atonement to get out from underneath that sin. So God's hand was heavy on him till the Day of Atonement. And many people in the day we live, when they sin, God's hand is heavy on them because they run from God. Don't run from God if you sin. Run to him.
Yeah.
Don't run away from communion. Receive it. Don't run away from me, the preacher, and the righteousness of God. Run to us. When you run away, you go to sin. There's no answer there. When you run to us, we have the answer because we have righteousness.
Amen.
And we have the power of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of religion, it's a demonic spirit that controls religion. Not relationship with God, religion. Wants you to run away from God rather than come to him. And that's why I'm here saying, whoa! Bridge out. Take that exit. I like it. That's why we're here. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation now. 1959. It's a good year. And I want everybody to pray it. Those of you that are born again, pray it. Those of you that's been reconciled to the Father, pray it. Those of you that are coming to renew your relationship with God, pray it. Those of you that have never prayed the prayer of salvation, pray it. Why? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And in the next 60 seconds, your life will change forever. Every single time you pray it. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I even have a very beautiful, my wife, she's very beautiful. She's leading you in it. She's got a soft voice. Pray it with her. I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And Romans chapter 10.
And Romans chapter 10.
When I believe in you, Lord.
When I believe in you, Lord.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again the third day just for me.
And you rose again the third day just for me.
Put your hands up and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love, Jesus.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Huh. Isn't that something? Now, you might be like, something's going on. It is. I've been born again since I was 12. 47 years ago, I was born again. And every time I pray that prayer that I just led you in, I feel God coming into me. The pastor, didn't he fill you? Oh, yeah, he did. But when you say it, it brings God close. All of his love, all of his mercy, all of his grace, all of his righteousness. Wait, Jesus himself just came to live inside of you. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, according to John chapter 14, just came to make their abode in you. How can that happen? I don't know. It just does. It's by the Spirit. But that's what just happened. Now you have light and love and faith and peace and mercy, and you have his righteousness. Before, you were trying to become right in your own strength. You can't do it. Quit trying. Use his righteousness. You might say, now, I don't know how to do that. You do. You know how you know how to do it? If I handed you my debit card and said, go down to the bank and get $1,000 out, how many of you would know how to do that? Would you know how to put that $1,000 in your pocket? Young, see some of you. I'll send you a letter today, Pastor. Get busy. So we know how to receive that, but then we think, well, God's different. No, it's not. It's not any different. You just receive. And he made you into his own family. You are heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And now, all you got to do is walk with him every day. That's what we're here for. In the notes is my email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me an email and say, Pastor, I prayed a prayer. Help me learn to walk with God. And I will. That's my place on this earth. Our website is samuelj.com. And got all kinds of stuff over there that can help you. And for those of you that are around the world, you may not be able to. Wow, the 92nd lady showed up. Been at this a long time. You can send me a mail, a real mail. P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. That's right there in those comments. And I'll have some timestamps in there that'll help you. And ask questions. Let's grow this and develop. Send this everywhere to everybody you know. Send it to them. It'll be a blessing to them. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, remember, Sunday morning we take communion together right here and read the word. And you can find us every night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific on our Facebook Live program called Samuel J. Cottle Community of Faith. All of that is in that website. You can find us. And we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. Right here. Wow. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
See you soon.